Shouts to the Mishnah 7, Al Eilu Masri'in B'Shabbos. On these, Masri'in B'Shabbos. It uses the word Masri'in, and there's a debate amongst the Rishonim what it means in this context. Does it mean to blow the shofar, or does it mean to cry out? Okay, just to cry out in prayer. Because according to the one opinion, we'd never blow the shofar on Shabbos. So you wouldn't, even for these things, you wouldn't blow it on Shabbos. What are they? What is the Mishnah list? Al-ir shekifur goyim or nahar. If there was a city that was threatened by non-Jews, it was placed under siege, or there was a river which overflowed its banks and it was endangering the city. So for that, we would even on Shabbos either blow the shofar or cry out, either of which we normally wouldn't do on Shabbos. But we would do it on Shabbos for one of those. Valsfina hamitarefes bayam, if there was a ship that was being tossed about at the sea because of a storm and the ship was about to break up. So for that, they would also cry out to blow the shofar on Shabbos. Rabbi Yossi disagrees. He says, Le'ezra b'lo litzake. So the reason we're blowing the shofar over here is to summon the people for help, but not for prayer. So whether he's talking about blowing the shofar over here, it's like to call people to come help. Or if it's crying out, it means like shouting out to get people to come and help. But he says, because it's Shabbos, we still wouldn't do it for prayer. We still don't, says Rabbi Yossi. Shimon Hatmini Omer, he says, Af al Hadever. He adds in that even for a plague, we would cry out to blow the shofar on Shabbos. But the sages didn't agree with him. And he brings over here that... it doesn't bring. Okay, so it doesn't bring what the halacha is in this case over here, whether for plague, they would also cry out or blow the shofar on Shabbos.